And we're back.
All right, 1, 2, 3, and go. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Girl Talk Podcast. I am Coach B, and with me I have the great
Miss Alika.
And today we're going to keep the party going with one of my all-time favorites, Love and Basketball. Ugh. Anyway, she's a hater.
I'm not a hater.
I love this movie so much, but within the recent years in like adulthood, I have realized that some of it is trash. So some? I will give you that. I will give you that. Most of it's trash.
Okay, I'll take that.
The movie as a whole is good, but Quincy and Monica, trash.
Very much so. Very, very much so. So I'll say this. I didn't watch it until I was older. So when it came out, the 90s? Early 2000s?
I want to say like late 90s, like 99. Okay. But I'm going to Google it. Let me let you know.
Okay. So I didn't watch it until like, I might have been in my sophomore, junior year of high school when I watched it. If not, then I was in college when I watched it, for real, for real.
It came out on April 16th, 2000.
So then, yeah, I watched it.
Oh my God, it's 21 years old.
Jesus, we are old, man.
Yeah, man. God, almighty.
So yeah, I think I watched it like 15 years later. So let's just say 2015 is when I watched it. Let's just say I watched it in 2015.
I liked it because when I was watching it, I was like in my prime. I'm going to play basketball in college age. So that's when I was like, okay, I need to practice like this. I need to do like this so I can be like Monica. But yeah, life didn't go like that. But let's get this thing started. Where you want to start first? You want to start with Quincy and his nonsense? Or do you want to start with Monica and her family drama?
Let's start with Monica and her family and her nonsense, because she was on some bull crap too.
Not really. She had valid, you know, points. You know, first things first, my first issue was her mother.
Her mother
was awful. She was a Susie homemaker who felt like all girls should just be seen and not heard and be their husband's pedestal. And sis, that's just not in me. I don't know.
No, I can't. I hate now being asked to iron clothes.
I don't.
I will, because if you ask me to do it, that means you're doing something else to get ready. And so let me help you. But as far as ironing them every day before you go, I'm not doing that.
I don't iron. At all.
Oh, I don't like to. But like, if my clothes are like for real wrinkled, then I'm like, all right, let me run an iron over this real quick.
Which brings me to the point where Monica was like, Mom, I have watched you slave over a stove for dinner and Dad come home and be like, I brought pizza. Or I've watched you iron 5 different outfits for him to pick another one that you didn't iron. And Monica said she wasn't doing that.
And I'm not.
And I'm not mad at it.
Not at all.
I'm not doing it either. You're going to eat what I have cooked. And if we're going to eat pizza tonight, that's fine, because you bet your bottom dollar that I'm not cooking tomorrow.
Exactly. Or you could have called and let me know before I did all this cooking that that's what you was going to do.
Or that could also have been a solution.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't really like that.
And then he always made her be the disciplinarian. So to the kids, he was always Superman, because he ain't ever punished them or nothing like that. But he made their mama look like the devil, because she always had to.
Yep. But also, Mom didn't, you know, she didn't do too well on her own. She was very much jealous, mm-hmm. or the negative force. She didn't support Monica in anything she did, more or less because she wasn't girly enough in her mom's eyes. The sister was prissy, girly, cheerleader. Mother loved it. Mm-hmm. Her daughter, who was outspoken, was going to speak her truth and do what she wanted to do. Her mama couldn't stand that. And honestly, that is the reality for a lot of mothers and daughters. Especially if it's more than one. If it's more than one and one goes by everything you say and the other one doesn't, that's when a lot of mothers come into, like, having issues.
Mm-hmm. And that favoritism comes out, which causes issues with the daughters.
And like I told you, coming from my own experience, in my parents' eyes, if we did exactly what they said, exactly how they said it, when they said it, that deemed us a good child. And I was caught up in that for a long time. I was a tomboy, but I was caught up in the, I'm going to do exactly what my parents tell me to do. And my sister has always been, no. That's not what I want to do, and that's not what I'm going to do. And to them, my parents deemed her the bad one because she was outspoken and she was rebellious. But in all actuality, parents, you're not always right.
Yes.
Because Monica's mom was wrong a lot of times.
Yes. Oh, yes, she was.
Like, if you know your daughter doesn't like to wear dresses and you know she
has... Please apply on her dress.
Please... Because you ain't going to do nothing but be embarrassed because somebody going to have to keep telling her to close her legs.
Yep.
Somebody going to have to keep telling you she needs to put on shorts because she doesn't know how to close her legs.
Yep.
She going to mess up that beautiful dress. So just...
And on purpose.
Just don't do it because I was that child.
Do you know I used to cut holes in my stockings? My mama used to make me wear stockings to church and I would cut holes in them so I couldn't wear them to church. Because I hated them.
Do you remember the time where you had to wear slips and stockings?
Oh, my God. I would wear a slip, though. I would do that. But I was not wearing stockings.
But can anybody tell me the reason for slips? So you wear a slip so your panty line doesn't show?
Yeah.
Man, listen. And see, this is why I don't agree with male figures and masculinity. Because... You mean to tell me I have to cover up my panty line so you don't get aroused? So you don't get hot and bothered? No, that's not my job. That is you and your mental health. That is your job.
Didn't mind the slip. But I did mind is my mama yelling at me when I couldn't find it.
And then you used to have the whole dress slip.
Oh, I wasn't wearing one of those.
With the bow at the top. With the bow at the scoop neck. I hated it.
Me too. Those I hated. I could do the bottoms. Like, I had no problems with the bottoms. But I didn't like the long bottoms because then you had to find a longer skirt because your slip can't be showing at the bottom of your skirt.
Right. So it's either roll up your slip, pull up your slip, or not wear one and run the risk of your panty line showing. But in all actuality, what is the harm in panty line showing? Like, people don't know women wear panties.
Right. Honestly.
So then you came through a whole nother group of girls and females who just didn't wear any.
Yep.
Or who just wore thongs, and then that was a whole nother issue in its own. Anywho's else. So back to loving basketball. So in my mind, they had the typical black parent scenario. Other than mom not working, a lot of black moms nowadays do work, but dad was the provider. Dad was the one who called most of the shots, but mom was the one who executed it. Dad was never really around because he was always at work. Dad missed a lot of functions because he was always at work. So then you get the less supportive mother parent, and you don't even want that support.
Correct. Because it's not really support.
It's not.
You can criticize everything I do.
It's really obligation at this point. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not genuine support. It's obligation. Like, oh God, somebody got to be there, so I guess it'll be me. And let me let you know something. If you got to, before you do anything for me, keep it, baby.
Don't do it.
Keep it.
Yep, don't do it.
Because I don't need it.
And don't.
Yeah, you can keep that. So, Quincy and Monica, for those of you who haven't seen this wonderful hood classic,
It is a hood classic.
Quincy and Monica met each other at an early, early age. They were like neighbors, and it was very much, I am better than you in sports, but you are also good, but I can't let a girl outdo me, so now you are my rivalry. Excuse me. What is the word? Rivalry?
Rival.
Rivalry? Why can't I say that? Rivalry? Is that? Okay, then. But, yeah, and he pushed her down and gave her this little ugly mark on her face. Shouts out to Kyla Pratt.
Love her.
Love, yes, absolutely. And so they go through life, they navigate life where they're quote-unquote like best friends, but secretly Monica hates that Quincy has so many girls around. Mm-hmm. And she really just wish he would give her the time of day, but she's so tomboyish and she's so headstrong that she doesn't have time for this. She has a goal in mind, and that is to go to the NBA. She said she was going to be the first girl in the NBA. And Quincy, coming from a background whose father was a basketball player, professional, he knew he was going to the NBA. So long story short, they go to high school or whatever. They're very good. They are very good. Both of them. But Monica's very hot-headed. So, i.e. me. Okay? Monica's very me. And she's getting ready to mess up her life because her attitude is so trash.
I want to talk about that before we go first.
Okay.
Because she made a very good point. She said, why is it that when she is passionate and emotional, she has an attitude problem? But when the boys do it, they're just playing.
Yeah.
And, like, their heart is in.
Yep.
That, like, that still happens today. Because I don't know if you remember, but last year or the year before, Serena Williams got caught up in some stuff like that. She broke a racket, and they fined her a lot more than they find the boys. And she asked, why is it that as a woman, she can't be emotional, but they'll let the boys do it with nothing?
Yeah. I mean, no problem. Emotion to the point where hockey players get to fighting in the middle of a game.
Right.
Or a match, whatever they call it. But they will get to, like, head-busting fighting, like, take your helmet off. And that's fine. That's, matter of fact, that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
But let women start that. It's a mess.
Yeah, like, y'all get so upset by women showing their emotions. But when men do it, oh, they're just passionate. Oh, it's fine. They're just having a moment.
And
why can't we have moments?
And let's not forget, men are very emotionally unstable.
Very much so. That's why we go to war. I'm convinced.
So it's like a lot of men cannot take a L.
No, they cannot.
So it's like, she made a very, very, very valid point. Like, the moment a female shows passion or, you know, a slight moment of weakness and irritability, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But men who are way more powerful strength-wise than women can show their entire ass and no one bats an eye. No one.
Exactly.
And that is something I've always wondered, like, where does that stigma come from?
Because my thing is, y'all say women are more emotional anyway, so you know that already. So why is it such a big deal when we show emotion?
And why do I have to suppress myself for you?
Right.
Who are you? Who deemed that men were more superior? I still don't understand that.
Me either. Because, but they gonna say somebody in the Bible said it, because that's what they gonna say.
And see, my thing is this. So men, granted, do you do more physical labor more times than not? Yes. However, in any other aspect, relationships in your household, in your family dynamic, the woman runs the show. You mm-hmm. may bring home the most money, but your wife, your girlfriend, your baby mother, your mother, anybody, they are cooking, they are cleaning, they are shopping, they are organizing. They are getting not only herself ready, but her kids ready, her husband ready. She has all their clothes washed and cleaned and set out. The woman runs the show, and let's not ever forget that.
Literally, like... literally.
Oh, so when Monica decided she didn't want to be that cookie cutter wife, girlfriend, she didn't want to be one of those girls who Quincy was attracted to. That's when it was a problem with her mother. And then, so Monica goes to the dance. Nobody expected her to. She had just lost her game. She had just lost her cool. So her scholarship was potentially out of the question. She goes to the game and she looks good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. She does.
And the girl walked up to her, Gabrielle Union, talking about, damn, girl, I ain't no Spalding made dresses.
I mean,
but that looked like a good 1990s time. Okay. That was a good dance right there. And then this is when the situation starts to get tricky. So after, you know, after the dance, Monica's mother is sitting at the front door waiting on her daughter to come in so she can get on her nerves. So Monica decides she's going to sneak through the door, I mean, through her window. And that's when she finds her letter to UCLA, but she was so scared to open it that she called Quincy to open it for her. Because, you know, they're quote-unquote childhood friends. And then they sit out there, and she gets in, and he's like, oh, I'm going to. And then they kiss. And then it's like, oh, all these feelings I ever had for you are here in front and center. Then they end up having sex. Whole another ordeal, whatever. Now, the next scene is they are in college together, and they go together. And Quincy's getting all of this attention, like, all of this attention. One, because of his name. Two, because of his dad. And Monica, you know, a little nobody who really wasn't even supposed to make this team. And her teammates let her know that every chance they got.
Indeed.
She's kind of, you know, falling by the wayside. So she feels the type of way. So she puts all her extra energy and effort into basketball. And that's when Quincy had a fit. When all the attention went from him to basketball, he could not handle it.
I disagree.
I do not. I mean, on top of family issues, though, when Monica was no longer all about Quincy and was about her, that is when the issue started.
And this is where I disagree.
Okay. Because
here's the thing. He was in a moment where he needed her. Like, she has been his support system through everything else that has gone on in his life. This is literally a moment I need you, and you decide to choose basketball over me. I get that's what you want to do, but, like, I literally need a support system right now. Like, I can't get through this.
But see, everybody doesn't feel like that, though. We feel like that because we are those type of people, but a lot of people don't feel like that. Because a lot of people are like, why am I putting my life on hold for you and your dreams? I have my own life that I need to secure.
But see, it wasn't about putting her life on hold. And that's what I feel. I don't feel like he was asking her to put her life on hold. He was just asking her to be there.
In a moment where if I was not in my room, I will not dress out tomorrow. Therefore, I will not be seen by recruiters. Therefore, I might lose my scholarship and I will not be able to play here anymore. He literally told her, me or you. Me or you. And I'm proud of her for choosing her because girls choose you every time.
Yes, choose you every time. But also understand that when you are in a relationship, part of your job as a girlfriend or whatever is to be a support system.
If he has not put a ring on your finger, you don't owe him that.
But I think you do, though.
You don't.
Like, when you sign up to... I feel like when you sign up to be a girlfriend, like, you understand that that is what it is.
Girlfriend? Absolutely no. Wife? Yes. And let me tell you how I know from experience. When me and my husband first got together, our motto was, get to the money. Get to the money. So then when we got together and we moved in together, I kind of put a lot of my dreams and aspirations on hold to make sure he met his goals. And then one day I woke up and was like, what am I doing? What is my purpose? I have to find me and my purpose again. And that's where I'm on right now. And I literally woke up one day and said, hey, I helped you obtain your goals. This year is about me. And this is my husband. So I don't think Monica owed him that. Like, now, when she had free time, yes. But you wanted her to run the risk of, first of all, you got to think, Monica already wasn't supposed to be on the team. She looked up and got on the team. Your teammates don't like you. You are a freshman. And in all honesty, your coach was very hard on you. So if you mess around and miss this curfew, it's over with. And this is coming from somebody. Play about stuff like that. If you are not in that room when they come by and check, you will not dress out. You will not play, and you will run like you've never ran before the next week at practice. I don't think she owed him that.
I think because of their background.
Now, as a friend, like, just being a listening ear friend, okay, maybe, but.
So, yeah, let me put it in perspective. I think based on their background and where they came from and her knowing how his relationship with his dad was, that's why she should have stayed and listened. That's why she owed that to him.
Now, if he would have offered her, like, another scenario, like, okay, once the curfew check is done, can we link? Cool.
Okay.
Can you make time for me first thing in the morning? Cool.
But now
or never, I don't think that was appropriate.
All right. His reaction to
He lost his mind. Because now the way he treated her, and the girl was like, girl, we just friends. Girl, you're walking in my man's room as if I'm not standing right here.
Right.
And then he walked right past her. And see, that's when I was like, okay, Quincy, I do not like you. Because that has happened to me before. And the disrespect.
Yeah, like...
was through the roof. And then when they saw each other at the party the next night, he was drunk, talking to other girls, and was like, so come on, let's go have sex. What? We're not even talking right now.
Right. Like, how dare you? Because girls, one thing men are going to have, that is the audacity.
Is something they will always have. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. But you know, men are very bold, and they don't mind asking you to do something for them that they would never do for you. Understand that.
Exactly.
Understand that. And he really was on some like, but why not? You just had a whole nother girl in your room, bro. What did you think was going to happen? So then they go through all this. They break up. Monica is excelling, okay? Excelling. And flourishing. Quincy's dad is going through all this cheating, you know, allegations and whatever. He has lost his way. He decided he wasn't staying in college no more. He dropped out of college, went to the league. Very first game towards ACL. Gone. Yep. So now Monica's like, hey, I have to do what I have to do. She graduates. She goes, plays balls overseas. She's like, hey, man, I'm lonely. Shouts out to all the professional players overseas who are over there by themselves. Has to be lonely. But, you know, she made it to, you know, the G League and the overseas. And then she comes home to be a banker, like her dad. The most miserable she has ever been in her life, because that is not what she wants to do. So then, you know, keep going. She sees Quincy because she hears Quincy is having surgery or whatever. She gets there. Quincy has a fiance, Tyra Banks, to be exact. But we should have known he would have moved on because that's what guys do. You know. So she's heartbroken, blah, blah, blah. Now, this is when we get to the play me for your heart. Now, this I don't agree with.
Okay.
I agree with that. And that is messy because, one, you have put this lady who he's engaged to in a very sticky situation that has nothing to do with her. Two, exactly. You do not come in somebody's life and just wreck it like that. You don't do that. Right. I haven't talked to you in years. And you just think I'm supposed to let my fiance go to be with you for something that was years ago? I wish a bitch would.
Man. She should, even if he decided that he wasn't going to leave her, that he was going to stay with her. If she found out about that, she should have left him. Because how dare you?
And at first, he was going hard on her, like, no, I don't care about you. I don't care about you. Whoosh, one. Whoosh, two. Okay, boom, five. And he was like, double or nothing? Now, backtrack, Monica was playing for her life, baby, okay?
I mean.
Sweating. I mean, like, really, taking her shirt off. Like, Quincy had to come up out of his knee brace. Like, I really feel like this could have been handled in another situation, i.e. a talk. Matter of fact, a conversation. But, you know, whatever. So they're out there playing for their hearts or whatever. And he's like, all or nothing. What? What? At all.
Like, you really didn't care about that girl. You was
just to say you were married. You were about to marry her. Because I would have been like, boy, if you don't get out of my face, you had your chance and you messed up. But she loved him and she was going to fight for that love, baby. But I don't know. Maybe, see, they missed, it's a lot of stuff missing because how do I know they talked again after after she decided she wasn't going to sleep with him no more? Like, I need more context. Like, right. Did they keep in contact? Were they still cool? Because you...
They shouldn't have been. At that, well,
no, wait, him and Monica before he got hurt, like, did y'all keep communication going? Because why would you exactly? So why would you up and leave your fiance for somebody you haven't talked to in years?
Baby, love ain't that strong. I don't care.
I mean, and I feel like you can always love somebody or have love for somebody, but that doesn't mean you need to marry them.
Period. Because, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, boom. Then they get married or whatever. They have a daughter. And now Monica's in the WNBA and they all live happily ever after. But that was a lot of drama for some love that I just cannot agree with. Like, well, let me not say I don't agree with it. I'm not doing it. Let's put it that way.
I'm not. And everybody talks about Monica and Quincy you love. For what? You want a man to drag you through all kinds of foolishness?
Every girl he had in her face, like he did not know she cared about him.
Literally, and I don't mean no little flaunt. I mean like bring her up to me, make it out with her at my games.
Have her earrings in the car when I get in here. You got girls coming up to me asking me to relay the message to you. What?
Girl, what trash. I'm not gonna do. Is that
you can do it yourself or it won't get done. And then you have the ultimate bad girl of the 90s, early 2000s, Gabrielle Union. She was bad though. She was bad. She was bad.
Yes,
yeah, Gabrielle, she's going to always be a bad one. So, What is your take on the movie, Miss Halika? Do you hate it because it reminds you of a situation you were in, or do you hate it because of yes, that makes sense.
That is exactly why.
Because it's not a bad.
I feel triggered every time I watch it.
Concepts in it, the lack.
Yeah, I just feel triggered.
Lack of self. Well,
I don't know. I haven't watched it lately.
Just like it's through the roof,
baby.
It's through the roof. But she doesn't know how to navigate herself and what love looks like because she doesn't see her parents to be intimate. She doesn't see her father around like that. Her mother's always on her ass, always complaining. So I get it.
Yep. But honestly, like, because, you know, our parents and situation was similar to that. I always said I would not have a marriage like my parents.
Yeah, and it's so funny because my mother-in-law and my mother both are like, oof, child, I can't wait till your dad is, till they go to work so I can have some time to myself. And I'd be like, please, I want mine here. Please don't go. You sure you gotta go? You sure you can't be home? Come on, let's lay in the bed so we can cuddle. But maybe, you know, maybe I'm just, you know, too new in the marriage and then in 20 years, I'll be like, please leave me alone.
I don't know. And because I think we built our relationships like truly based off friendship. Like we are
Correct.
literally friends with our significant others.
No. No,
And I
no,
don't
no,
think
no,
they did
no.
that.
I'm pretty sure my parents didn't. You got to think because my parents were 20 when they met. No, I think they were like 18, 19 when they met. But they had me at 20. No. They had. So, no. Okay, I
Oh,
lied.
yeah.
They turned 21 in July, in June. I'm born in July. And I'm not saying this to be true. I
Yeah.
don't know. But to me, a lot of, back then it was obligation. Like, oh, you got her pregnant. Y'all have to be married.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And then they just learned to love
and
each other
that's
along the
something I
way.
can honestly say is that I didn't have to force the love with me and my husband. I didn't have to learn to love him along the way. It just clicked and it was easy. And I was like, hold up. Yeah.
Is it
Yeah.
supposed to be
So,
like this? Is this
and
right?
it's funny because a lot of other races do not marry for love. They marry for status and stability. And I get it, but I cannot sit next to you and lay up with you and look in your eyes
I
every day
can't.
knowing that I do not love you. I mean, it's cool to have any
I
everything you
can't.
ever wanted, but then you have two, right? Then you have two people who don't do anything
At
but
what
cheat on each
cost?
other because they do not love each other. So, moral of the
Right.
story,
And that's a
kids,
mess.
fall for someone who's going to love you just as much as you love them. Fall for someone who's going to have your back no matter what.
Yes.
And
Yes.
that's choose
And choose you
you.
first.
Every time, with or without a man, with or without a woman, being married, not being married, choose you every time. Oh, that can be our affirmation of the week. Choose you
Boom.
every
I am
time.
choosing myself.
Every time.
Damn.
So, Miss Alika, any new announcements, anything you want to let us know?
I just want to let y'all know to like, follow, and subscribe to the podcast on all podcast outlets, specifically Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as Anchor.fm. And if you happen to go on Anchor.fm, there is this lovely button that says donate. You can now donate to the podcast so that we can bring you this Not Your Average Girl Talk experience live and in color through events and all that wonderful
Yes,
stuff.
continue to, like Miss Alika said, like, comment, subscribe, and share. Write us with your concerns, with your input, with your positives, with your negatives. If you need some advice, just hit us up on all social media platforms and hit us on our website on Facebook. So, this has been
Yep.
another episode of Not Your Average Girl Talk Podcast. We'll see you when we see you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, week two. I had to stand up because my
Yay.
ass started hurting on this little ass stool. So I don't know if you can hear it in the recording because I had to.
Right. I was really hoping Wiz ain't bark because his behavior spray is loud,
What is
and I didn't
behavior
know how we
spray?
edited that out. So it's called Stop That. Anytime he does anything I don't like, I spray it, and it's a loud burst. And apparently, it smells like something because he sniffs the area every time I spray it. It's scientifically proven to stop
So,
unwanted
does it work
behavior
for
immediately,
kids?
and it's been working. I don't know. It says for animals only, for animal use only on the container. So.
So, what it's telling me is that I should invent one for kids. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Grayson, you ate
And I'm also kind of
din-din?
tired here. So, there you go.
Eat, eat. You eat, eat. Hey, baby boy. Hey, stinker. Big belly.
Oh my
Yeah,
God.
shut up.
So, we thought my brother was missing yesterday. My parents are dramatic, and this is how I know they're dramatic. Because both of them called me and were like, hey, have you talked to your brother? They text me first. They're like, have you talked to your brother today?
Wait,
I was like,
hold
no,
on,
why?
hold on,
They're
hold
like,
on.
oh, well, we haven't talked to him in a while.